Welcome to the Unfiltered Path podcast, where we explore life's journeys without the constraint of filters. In a world saturated with highlight reels, we dive deep into the true essence of individual experiences, offering listeners an uncensored glimpse into the triumphs, struggles, and transformative moments that define us. Our mission is to provide hope, inspire resilience, and remind you that every path, no matter how windy or rocky, can lead to growth and enlightenment. Join us as we navigate the uncharted territories of truth, and to be moved, be inspired, and discover that you're not alone on this unfiltered journey of life. Hey, what is up, everybody? My name is Graham Duval. I am the owner of Valued Productions. My company works to produce and implement video marketing strategies for business, and we're here on the Unfiltered Path podcast today. I'm joined by my awesome co-host.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Trinity Baker. I am a mindset coach. I help my clients discover their true happiness, step into their identities that serve them, and help them live their happiest of lives. And I am joined here today with our co-host.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm an aerialist. Aerialist is a fancy term for performing suspended in the air. I'm also a dedicated educator, so you can take classes with me. I also offer performance opportunities. And we are here with our beautiful guest today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Martino. My business is a nurse coach experience. I am a holistic health and wellness coach, and my focus is the menopausal journey.
Beautiful. And you know what? I love that you're on the Unfiltered Path podcast, Kelly, because menopause, in my opinion, from, you know, former nurse and working with clients who are in that chapter of their life, it is something that we must start talking about in an unfiltered way, because there's so much stigma around that. And these women going into pre-menopause, post-menopause, in menopause, feel like they have to be quiet about it.
It's one of the reasons that I decided to coach in this area, because my background is I've been a nurse for a long time. And what I was finding was so much misinformation in the public. And then on the medical side of things, symptoms were not being addressed, or we were being told that it was just part of life and you just had to deal with it. But life is more challenging now than it used to be 50 years ago, when maybe we stayed home all the time, maybe had a little less stress, and maybe our symptoms were more manageable at that time. So yeah, that's what kind of led me in the direction.
Danielle, I would love to hear from you, because you work with women all the time, and I've personally worked with you, so I know how empowering and inspiring you are to show women how, and men, how they can do what they think that they can't do. Do you ever experience working with women who are in menopause and really struggling with those symptoms?
Interesting. The conversation did come up recently. It's not, poor Graham, I'm like giggling in my head slightly. I'm not going to lie. I was like, this is funny. Actually, and what's crazy is a majority of my students are nurses. They just have that aerial grit that you need to just show up and fail all the time and then be amazing. They just have that something, and it's quite painful. So to hear them talk about discomfort in any forum is just kind of rare. It has to be extreme discomfort for us to acknowledge it as discomfort. Does that make sense? And so they were discussing, there's two girls. So the girls I'm talking about are in their late 40s, and I have a 53-year-old aerialist. So no age limits, whoever is listening, not over here. So they were actually having a discussion one day about it, and while two had gone through it, one was, and kind of what they do. What's interesting is, like, I half listened because it's not a concern of mine now. And also it's like a dread date for most women. So sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, what am I going to say? But I love that I give an environment where they were discussing that. And it seems that exercise helps manage it. And they were kind of agreeing on that. And I'm glad I can be a source for women to find balance in their life. But other than that, that's all I got. But it's nice knowing that women in menopause are also aerialists.
So. You know, I think it's super cool having Kelly here to kind of, like, you just mentioned, Kelly, the, like, misinformation, and Trinity, the stigma around it. And then Danielle, you said a dread date for this. And I think that right there, just from a male person, I have no idea, like, is kind of the exact thing that you're trying to address, Kelly. Am I correct in that? Because it shouldn't be a dread date, I guess. I don't know.
I think, you know, it's natural to go through changes in our lives, right? I mean, we went through changes when we, as women, got our periods. We developed our menses. So that was a change, and we kind of moved on because it was accepted and it wasn't that comfortable, but, you know, it's life, right? And so you have your children, and that's another tremendous change and shift for your body. And then you come to menopause, and it's almost like there's a mindset out there that this is like the winter of your life, that you're not really as useful. Our bodies are changing in ways that we might not really enjoy. And so I think those negative changes we see, like the loss of muscle tone, which, thank goodness for you, Danielle, that these women are tackling that, because it's a tremendous, yeah. And your risk of osteoporosis goes up because of hormone shifts. I mean, there's so many things, butt flashes, night sweats, none of those things are pleasant. But on the other side of that, there's a tremendous opportunity and freedom for you to look back and say, I like who I am, but who am I going to be now? And what opportunities are open to me? I can retire if I want. I can delve into something new. So that is my focus, is to educate and at the same time have people open up to the idea that this is an opportunity for us and our lives are far from over.
I love that. I think that shift of finding opportunity in something that can be perceived as, like, negative is such a amazing thing. I mean, it is what I try to do on a daily basis of, like, during any sort of what one may call a hardship. So, like, really bringing that to light is just absolutely amazing, because it really is an opportunity, you know, like, that's what's up.
I think you
have a testament to women we go through. Like, shout out to our chapters. It was quite a list.
I love that, Kelly and Graham and Danielle, that we've kind of touched on, like, when we see a barrier. So, you know, to take it away from menopause for a second, look at all of the chapters that we go through in life. And we've talked about this before, that, like, sometimes we think, like, it's just detours, when they're really like your next chapter, and you need to find a way, whether it be Danielle, you know, stepping into your fitness, whether it be working with Kelly to, like, really get past the mindset that menopause needs to be this winter, needs to be this barrier, and it can be this opportunity. We have a really great question from one of our listeners. So first, I want to be like, hey, shout out. You can ask us questions, message us on Instagram, on Facebook. Personally, a lot of you know one of us here personally. So just ask us questions anytime, anywhere, any way you want to. But we have a question, and I think this is a perfect time to ask it, because it talks about kind of embracing. Maybe this might be a chapter for you. So the question is from one of our beloved listeners, Jay Sanborn. He is my dear friend, so blessed to call him my friend. But he asked this question. Being an entrepreneur has its challenges without the security of steady, guaranteed income. What is the secret to keeping yourself motivated, grounded, and pushing to keep the cash flow flowing? Knowing there are ebbs and flows, highs and lows, this road pulls a lot of people out of the game because it is scary and fear holds people back. What are some things you use to provide some comfort during those times? I love this question.
I love the question and the irony of how it relates to the topic. I'm getting out in my head. I find jokes everywhere. The ebbs and flows. I'm like,
I think it's amazing the whole fact of like what you said with the opportunities and like I can't remember if you mentioned it as we were starting, but we were talking before the podcast, and like Kelly, you were mentioning finding value in life, and like the entrepreneurial journey can be one of those ways to find value. And this question, I think, is spot on with that. If I could give my two cents on this, I would say one of the biggest things from my experience of the entrepreneurial journey and keeping that motivation is building some sort of systems and processes in your entrepreneur business has been game changer, because it helps with that predictability side of things to make it a little bit more less of those ebbs and flows. And I think that is something that any of our listeners, as far as journeys like that, set up some sort of something, I think is key to help with that. That's my thoughts.
For me, it is small wins. Celebrating the small wins keeps me going. Those are pivotal and beautiful. And I love the fact that I can just slow down and see them. And I do believe that's like the underlining thing that, because I'm on year 4 now of being a business owner. So 2 of it was to aerialism, which is what I was calling for. So I would say celebrating the small wins. The reality of the money question, it's interesting because the episode we just had air was with Lloyd and he made me cry. I cried. I don't know if anyone noticed about, and I shared a little bit about the struggles of juggling the finances of like, I'll go without one thing to pay for the other. But the other thing was investing in my business and myself. Right? That's beautiful. So I know that the universe is going to align and beckon to what I've done. So I think just celebrating the small wins and having platforms and other entrepreneurs to express those little hardships and just having people to kind of lean on a little. But yeah, celebrating the small wins. That was a deep question. And I kept kind of getting tripped up on the money side. And because that, you think that's what make people quit, and I don't think that's what it is. I think people can go broke and do what they love a lot longer than you would think. And I think money comes to them when they need it for what they need, or a trade, or an opportunity. I find value in money a little differently now because I just love trade and like the real transfer of money and talent and experience and resources. I feel as an entrepreneur, I get an opportunity to experience those moments more, and those are nice too. Yeah, small wins, and it's hard. You kind of have to just know that being an entrepreneur is a commitment, and it takes a little bit to get there financially.
It does. I agree with you on the celebrating the wins. Like, we have this natural motivation built in us, which is recognizing where we win and celebrating the heck out of it. And I'm like, literally, that's what I do as a coach. I celebrate my clients' wins every day, all day long. It is part of my foundational grace, gratitude, celebration for a reason. Celebration gives you the motivation to take the next step, whatever that step is. So if you don't get a client, for example, like, I'm celebrating every step. I'm celebrating the fact that I'm making an impact with my free content. I am celebrating the fact that people are booking calls with me because they're intrigued on how I can help them. I am celebrating the fact that God is bringing them to me as an opportunity to help people. And so my mindset shift as an entrepreneur was going from not celebrate, like I wasn't celebrating the losses. And the reason I think that we need to celebrate like losses and whatever that looks like for your business, like for my business, it might be a failed like launch of a program or not securing the client who I know like really in 3 months from now could have a total different life if they just say yes, right? I'm celebrating yes. That.
I totally get that.
I'm celebrating the losses, or what I perceived as losses, as not as losses anymore, but next steps to where I'm going. And I think the last thing I would say to that is connection to your higher power, whatever that is, God, universe, anything, because that allows you to know that you're not alone. If you were called to be an entrepreneur, God's got you. If you were called to this, he's not going to let you fall. He may send you a different route, right? Like coming from entrepreneur in a separate realm and area of business, and now I'm in a different one, I have seen that play out where I felt like I was failing in my old business, but really what I was doing is he was guiding me to where I belonged. And so when you don't feel alone, it makes this journey so much better. And I think it will keep you from being taken out, like Jay says, which I love that. Kelly, tell us how you're feeling about this. You have some amazing, I love your perspective on things, which is why we love connecting, because you have such an amazing perspective.
So what comes to mind for me in this, and I agree with all of you. I mean, what wonderful points. This is such a interesting question, but what keeps running around in my mind with this is that where do you find your joy? And Trinity, talking about celebration or joy, and that whoever your higher power is, be that God or whatever, the universe, that if you are headed in the direction that you are supposed to be, then you will get there. I truly am a believer of that too. And I do feel that even things that don't work out, again, Trinity, you know, as a mindset coach, then let's spin that. Let's take another look at that, kind of like the menopausal journey. Let's take another look at that. What opportunities and what joy is actually available to us? It's not going to be easy, but what a trip to be able to do this. How wonderful is that? So I think it's a lot of how you view those challenges. And yes, they're still there, but will you be the one that kind of hangs it up and says, you know, I gave it my all and I just feel like I'm done? Or are you going to be the one that says, you know what, it's a place for me to pivot. And as business people, we know pivot and see what's around the next corner, because you never know.
I love that. That's such...
I think when entrepreneurship is done correctly, like when you're starting something based out of like a passion driven, not just a, I'm going to buy a business to business, but I guess that could be too. But what I mean is just the kind of like that hometown, small business kind of authentic place. It's safe to say that like you're kind of a chosen one. You have a responsibility. I feel like I have a literally have a responsibility to my community. That drives me a lot more than me wanting X, Y, and Z. You know, doing the art form, and I feel like I have a responsibility in my community. It literally doesn't exist. If I stop, if I get tired, if I give up, then there's a whole nother generation. I had to move away. I feel like I have a responsibility to both my community and to God, because I feel like ideas are like little stars, and if you don't grab it, if you don't nurture it, it goes to the next person. So you're chosen, right? So you have a responsibility, and you have to be accountable to yourself and the inspiration itself.
I love that. Like, I'm crawling on, I want to explode right now, because you are so right. And I think that I get asked this question a lot. I don't know if you guys get asked this question a lot. I feel like it comes from other entrepreneurs or other business owners ask me this. So I'm feeling like you probably do. What's the difference between a business owner and an entrepreneur? And I think that you just hit it on the head, Danielle, is that we feel an obligation, like we have been called to this, in that if we don't serve as this, then we are letting our purpose down. Like, purpose clearly is my word this year. We're letting our purpose down. I have a sticky note, and I don't know where this quote came from, but he gave me a calling, and he's able to keep me from falling. And I tell myself that during those times that I need that resilience, because it's me saying to myself, I will not quit what I've been called to do. I've been called here, and I know that there is a way. And like Steve Harvey says, like, if you can imagine it, it's like your forecast to where you're going. And so when I imagine where I'm going, I know that he has given me the calling, and I just stick out this friggin' journey. Sometimes it's hard. Like Jay said, like, man, I see how people get pulled out of this all of the time.
Every day.
Every day.
I don't have a reason to quit.
Every day, right? Because in a way, during those days, sometimes we might look at like a corporate job or going back to regular job as easier. But man, I look back at those times and I'm like, Was the structure easier? Was I able to turn my mind off at night, not worrying about the logistics of a business or a paycheck or clients? Yes, but you know what was also eating me inside? Not doing what I knew I was called to do. And I didn't 100%. Know it back then, but I knew that I wasn't where I was meant to be.
100%.
That was hard. I think that's harder than
I think that goes to the calling thing and the responsibility. It's that behind us, that quiet voice that's saying, you're supposed to be doing this. This is
most.
That's you.
Most definitely.
You. Like, I was so successful at the corporate jobs I was at before. And I don't even like comparing it because I was always designing myself to be where I'm at anyways. And even then, it was just like a tap. I would get sick. My body physically would get sick. A lot of my health improved the minute I owned who I actually am or the path I'm supposed to go. My health completely changed.
You know what? That leads me to another question, because Kelly, I know that I saw you smile and I think you smiled probably for the same reason, is that Kelly's journey to being a coach kind of started when the pandemic hit and you really had to think about your own health. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's a huge pivotal moment that people who are called to be entrepreneurs might have missed that message.
Yeah, that's a very, Danielle, I had to smile when you said that, because yeah, I relate to that strongly. I have been a nurse for 37 years. So that's a long time. And for 3.5 years ago, basically, had to leave that type of nursing. And it wasn't something I wanted, and it was more challenging than I can ever imagine. And I went into kind of the tailspin about, well, I've been a nurse, you know, like we talk about, like, what's our identity, right? What do you hinge your identity on? Who are you? That's one of the hardest questions to answer. If you take out, well, I'm a mom, well, I'm a nurse, you know, but who are you in your core? And so those were questions that came up for me, like, okay, what's next? I knew I wasn't done. And I started to think how dissatisfied I was with watching what was happening with people in the medical care and the medical community and the things that were being just ignored that I felt were so important and that we weren't addressing. And it was really funny because I had found coaching online and was getting ready to sign on the dotted line, and then across my Facebook came this nurse coaching program. And I was like, oh, I need to interview for that because I could continue. It's hard to let go with who you think you are. So I ended up diving into that aspect of it. But yeah, that mental shift was one of the most challenging things in my life, I can honestly say. So yes, we have challenges as entrepreneurs now, but like you both said, when you feel like you're being led, when all of you guys have said it today, when you feel like you're in the right position and you're headed, like, you know what you have to give and you know the value of it, and you know that there's people out there you can help. For me, that kind of answers your questions.
Yeah. I think you're kind of like the wise bird in the room, and we're all just like waiting to hear you speak on what you said. I love that. I think you kind of answered. So, you know, within my business group, I'm asked questions that make me feel uncomfortable, because like, how much money are you going to make in a month? And what's your goal? And how many people would it take to get there? I would never ask myself those questions. So one of the things about that is, who are my students? What do they do? How do I identify them? How do I market for more of these students that I like? And you asking yourself those questions, and you explained it was later in your life. I haven't asked myself those questions yet. So maybe that's why some of my students, are a huge chunk of them, are in the health field going through menopause for in their mid to late 40s and early 50s. That's like half, like three or four students, like a huge chunk that like go every week kind of students that really invest in themselves. They're you just explained who they are by explaining yourself and why they're doing aerialism and why they're excelling later in their life, is because they ask themselves those questions at that same pivotal point in being a feminine. It's just an honor. I've never asked myself those questions, truly. And I might just chill and not ask myself for a while and see what I come up with.
I thought I was going to be. Okay, so here, I thought I was going to be a comedian in my 40s and later life. My whole life I've been planning this, like, quiet. I'm going to be a comedian when I just don't give up anymore. Turns out I started training in my 30s. I'm in my late 30s and I don't care now. But I always just thought that that's what comes. Women get to a point in their life where they just don't give up anymore. And that's when we get the best version of them. And that's like, that's those, like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Those women that are just those wise, badass women. Yeah.
You can step into our
job. You just explained my customer to me perfectly.
You, this is literally what I preach, what I show, what I like love to talk about is the fact that you can step into that person now. It doesn't need to be this big life shift. It doesn't need to be. Do those things typically set us up for that person?
Yeah.
Then, because that's like the divine being like kicking our ass and being like, can you just get where you're meant to be? Because we're not doing it on ourselves, but it's literally a decision to say, look, like, Graham, this goes back to you because I know that you have talked about this before. It is like sometimes it's not always that we're in a space that we don't like love and are enjoying. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just noticing like, oh, I really like it here, but this isn't my true self. And so, Graham, again, because I think that it's so powerful to know that although you could be in a space where you think you want it and it feels good, and you just like recognize like, this isn't me.
Most definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting. I feel like this, I go in different like shifts, and for some reason this morning I've been hearing, I concur with everything that's being said, and like it is such a, like, I sometimes feel like I'm flying by the seat of my pants, you know what I mean? Just like doing business and life, and like things happen and it's like, what is going on? And you're like looking at yourself, like outside of yourself. And it's just like, I mean, I have goals and like look up to like different entrepreneurs is like, I want to be doing that. And like, that's some of the things that drive me. And like, you know, I know that the way that I got into this was like a crossroads of where I could have gone. And I took a chance on something and it panned out. But like, other than that, it's like flying by the seat of my pants and like, oh, okay.
All I can see is like, me. Yeah. All I can see is a cartoon Graham with his underwear as his parachute. He's just going through business.
It's exactly what it is. That's like what an entrepreneur is. Like you said, the difference between business person and an entrepreneur, the entrepreneur jumps off the cliff and builds the plane on the way down. Whereas a business person might have the plane ready and they're like, okay, we're taking off now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
True. So true. And I think that what, when Jay said like the game takes a lot of people out is when we, because we come from corporate America, whatever that looks like, that is a lot more structured than any entrepreneurial business will ever be, because we 100. Are our pants. And I think the disconnect, like why so many businesses fail or close in the first year, is because you don't realize you have to be okay with flying
without the most definitely.
Yeah, right.
That's why I for me with that question was like building, like trying to implement some sort of systems and processes into that business of like falling, flying, whatever, helps so much, because having some sort of structural thing helps build that plane on your way down. You know what I mean? And so
all you need to do is jump and have your underwear as a parachute. I'm telling you. It's like, that's what it is. Because like, even in the law of attraction, there's always a jump. That goes right back to faith, right? How else can you prove you have faith but jumping? And trusting your underwear will get you there.
Hashtag trust your underwear will get you there.
I'm going to make Giselle do it. I'll be like, Giselle, I need you to draw me something.
Oh my God. I love this conversation. I'd love to hear more about how our listeners can find you, find out more about what you do, and how to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
So I am in the process of rebranding my business, but currently you can reach me at anursecoachexperience.com. That is my website. And my email right now is info@nursecoachexperience.com. So I'm fairly easy to find. I am part of BNI. You can always look me up. I'm part of Referral Masters out of Portland. And thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today with you guys, because this has been just a wonderful conversation. I love to get together with entrepreneurs and do exactly what you guys have done today. Thank you so much.
Most definitely.
This is why we do this, right? Because I think that those people, they said, the people that Jay is talking about, like, I personally need to hear these conversations to get me through to next week. Like, we have to. And so to answer Jay's question one more time, what tips and tricks do we have, is surround yourself with people who are going to pick you up in the right way and motivate you and tell you, yeah, this shit's hard, but keep going because you got a purpose.
I think the simple answer to his question is listen to the Unfiltered Path podcast.
That is exactly what that was. Yeah. I want to take a moment and celebrate Trinity, because the majority of our guests have been other minds coaches, lifestyle coaches, mindset coaches, all very different names. They're all creative in their name picking. But she's really shared her stage with other people in her line of work. And I think that that should be celebrated for a moment, because one, my life is enriched by all these guests we've had. It's amazing. But two, it's just, I wanted to celebrate Trinity for sharing her stage, because you have quite a bit. And because of that, Graham and I have benefited from all of these coaches all over Maine. Like, I didn't even know half these people existed.
I love it. The mindset shift that has to happen in our businesses in, like, I do talk to a lot of people who come from that fear of, like, there's not enough clients to go around. There's not enough leads to go around. And, like, Graham is shaking his head because he is, like, the lead crew, right?
God.
There are trillions of freaking people in this world that need everything that we offer. The more that we operate, the bigger impact we make. And that's why, like, I love podcasting. In every aspect, like, I love bringing other coaches. I love bringing anyone who will talk and make a positive impact, because even if Kelly today helped Graham and Danielle, my heart's happy. Even if Kelly today and what she said resonated with a woman listening who is premenopausal and is, like, looking at that next stage of life, like, oh crap, I really don't want to do this. I hope that her message gets to that person, because we all deserve to live in a thriving mode. We have to get the hell out of survival.
Most definitely.
It's that not enough mindset. So someone that believes in a lacking mindset wouldn't think or say all those things that you just did. And it's easy as an entrepreneur to kind of fall into that when there is competition or a competitive nature, or that there are always more clients and people that will see your value that can easily take over. So that mindset that there's always somebody that needs you, that's refreshing and nice. And it's nice to see you practice it so often.
Most definitely. So make sure you put the faith in the jump and trust that your underwear will catch you on the way down. Listen to the Unfiltered Path podcast. My name is Graham. Value Productions is my business. We help businesses grow with video marketing strategies. You can find me online at valuedproductions.com, V-A-L-U-D, productions.com. Same with all social media at Valued Productions. And this has been an awesome conversation today with my co-hosts and guests and other co-hosts joined with me today.
Hey, everyone. Trinity Baker. Yes, I am a mindset coach. You can find me. I don't know if you can tell, but I am super passionate about spreading positivity and the power of our mindset. And I just literally want to educate anyone who will listen to me. So I am very present on social media. Thank you, Graham. So you can find me at The Trinity Baker. nursesmatter.com, but also on all social media platforms, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all TikTok, everything. The Trinity Baker, follow me because I've got lots of inspirational content that will just light up your day and give you a little bit of hope. And I'm joined here today with my beautiful co-host.
Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm the owner of Ariel Jade. You can find me on arieljade.com. We can live chat. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and more importantly, follow the Unfiltered Path podcast. My media reflects athleticism, art, business. I am a president of a business group, so I do have a lot to share. And I mostly try to share my students. So you'll either see cute nugget kids flying in the air or beautiful women, and hopefully some men soon doing the same. So it's very inspiring, and I recommend checking it out. And I'm here with my wonderful guest today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Martino. You can find me on nursecoachexperience.com. You can contact me at info.nursecoachexperience. And I am on Facebook, I am on Instagram, and I am part of BMI. So I can be contacted at any time. And I love all the support in this room today. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Awesome. Awesome. So thank you, listeners. Join us next week on the Unfiltered Path podcast. Make sure you subscribe where all podcasts are available. And we will see you all next week.